The doctors took their equipment to the hospital to try on Marguerite. But when they got there, it was Sarah Mylifer they decided to test first. Being in hospital had not helped her. Despite being given a blood transfusion on 14th of June, Sarah had become so ill she'd had to be removed from the room that she shared with her sister. When Marguerite asked where she was, the nurses told her Sarah had been removed to receive special treatments. That was true, in a way. The test Sarah was about to have were special, for she was the first dial painter ever to be tested for the presence of radium, the first who would prove whether or not all that conjecture was correct. This was the moment of truth. In a hospital room in St. Mary's, Martland and von Sahotsky set up the equipment. They first tested Sarah's body. As she lay weakly on the bed, Martland held the electrometer 18 inches above her chest to test her bones. A normal leak would be 10 subdivisions in 60 minutes. Sarah's body was leaking 14 subdivisions in the same time. Radium. Next, they tested her breath. The normal result they were looking for was 5 subdivisions in 30 minutes. This test wasn't as easy as simply holding the measuring device over Sarah's prone body, though. This test she had to help with. It was very hard for her to do because she was so poorly. The patient was in a dying, almost moribund condition, remembered Martland. Sarah found it difficult to breathe properly. She couldn't for 5 minutes' time. Sarah was a fighter. It's not clear if she knew what the tests were for, whether she had the capacity at that stage even to know what was going on around her. But when Martland asked her to breathe into his machine, she tried so very, very hard for him. In. Out. In. Out. She kept it going, even as her pulse raced and her gums bled and her gammy leg ached and ached. In. Out. In. Out. Sarah Mylifer breathed. She lay back on the pillows, exhausted, spent, and the doctors checked the results. The subdivisions were 15.4. With every breath she gave, the radium was there, carried on the very air, slipping out through her painful mouth, passing by her aching teeth, moving like a whisper across her tongue. Radium. Sarah Mylifer was a fighter, but there are some fights that you cannot win. The doctors left her in the hospital that day, on 16th of June 1925. They didn't see as her septic condition increased, as new bruises bloomed on her body, blood vessels bursting under her skin. Her mouth would not stop bleeding, pus oozed from her gums. Her bad leg was a constant source of pain. Everything was a constant source of pain. She couldn't take it anymore. She became delirious and lost her mind. But it didn't take too long. Not after that. In the early hours of 18th of June, only a week after she'd been admitted to hospital, Sarah Mylifer died. The same day, Martland conducted an autopsy. The results would take some weeks to come back. He was bound by no promises of secrecy this time. He spoke to the media on the day Sarah died as they gathered to hear of this latest death. "I have nothing more than my suspicions now," he told them. "We are going to take the bones and some of the organs of Mrs. Mylifer's body, reduce them to ashes, and make extensive laboratory tests with the most delicate instruments available for radioactive substances."